over that one there. All right, let's do another story here.
Good news, everyone.
All right, again, this falls back to Ninth ID, Practical Joke Wars.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Now, everyone knows, it should be just common sense. When you're in the barracks, never drink so much to the point where you pass out.
Damn right!
Nothing good is going to happen. Nothing. Case in point. We had this guy, last name Myers, not going to use his first name. He was a fucking idiot.
Are you sure about that?
Just his IQ was a little higher than Forrest Gump.
Nice.
He was kind of a raging asshole.
Well, duh.
Anyway, we're in the barracks, and we're drinking. And, you know, I was really starting to get a taste for the booze.
Oh, shit.
And luckily that night I did not drink until I passed out.
Oh, as if.
One of the reasons that didn't happen is I have a rare superpower where I don't pass out. I black out, but I still walk around at walking and talking like I'm not drunk, but I am fucking gone.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Came in handy. Well, this particular dude, you know, we're out drinking, and the way the building was designed, there was four rooms, and then there was like an open air kind of hangout room, and there was a couple couches in there for sitting down.
But wait, there's more.
And he drank to the point where he fell asleep or passed out on one of these couches out there in the common area.
Is because you're a dumbass.
Back then, you used to have black boots. All right, you spit shine them, you polish them every day for formation. It just is what it was.
I'm waiting!
Well, they took boot black, which is basically the same shit that's in a permanent black marker, except it's in liquid form.
Wouldn't look that way in the court transcript.
And they took the applicator and stained his entire face black.
Damn!
With boot black. That shit does not come out. It's permanent.
Well, isn't that special?
You have to, like, let it grow out. You can fade it a little bit with, you know, soap and bleach and what have you. But the next morning, nobody told him what was up. We just got up, went about our business. It was Sunday morning. And he got up, went to chow. Nobody told him what was going on.
Nothing!
He walked around for a good 2.5 hours before he went to the company area. And the CQ was like, what the fuck's going on?
No.
He looked in the mirror and he was totally black faced. God damn, he was pissed.
No one cares. No one cares.
Now, luckily for me, I was just a witness to that. I did not participate.
That is bullshit.
But I certainly did not tell him the next morning that his face had been stained black.
He's making me cry.
Now, I've seen other, you know, things done similar. I myself have drawn on people's faces with permanent marker while they were asleep.
Allegedly.
Comedy gold. But for instance, I was on fire guard AIT, and I drew on about 5 or 6 dudes' face while they were asleep.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
I didn't like these guys. They were bullies and assholes. So I fucked with them. A couple of them, I drew a swastika on their forehead. A couple of them, upside down crosses. And a couple of them, I literally painted their top of their eyelids black with a permanent marker.
The more you fuck around, the more you're going to find out.
The next morning, we form up for PT, and the drill sergeant comes down, and he's just like, and he didn't really say nothing. We did a right face, marched out to the PT field, did our calisthenics, what have you, and then did a, I believe, a 3 or 4 mile run.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right.
And we get back to the barracks, and we're doing basically, you know, personal hygiene in the morning after PT. And these people are like, what the fuck? And later on that afternoon, after lunch, the drill sergeant smoked the shit out of the entire company for doing that shit.
Man, that's just mean.
Again, well worth it. And people did the same shit to me. And I took the practical jokes with a grain of salt. Because if you're going to do practical jokes, you need to be able to have them done on you without blowing your top.
And the best part of this plan is no one can stop me.